an escape, a large-scale escape, of thousands of farmed salmon from Killary Harbour on the Galway-Mayo border a month ago. And those salmon are now being identified in waterways as far away as Galway City. Marine biologists say they pose a particular threat to wild salmon stocks through interbreeding. Dr. Cathal Gallagher is with us. He's head of research and development at Inland Fisheries Ireland. Cathal Gallagher, good morning. What's your knowledge of what happened and how many fish might have escaped?
So it's not clear. We don't have a firm estimate of the number of fish that escaped, except that it's a large number. And I suppose one of the difficulties we have with wild salmon is that they're uniquely tied to individual catchments. So a genetic strain of fish that belongs to an individual river, whether that be the Corrib in Galway or the Ó Mór in Mayo, have been there since the Ice Age. And those fish are adapted to that particular catchment. And as you might be aware, they're under pressure at the moment due to a decline in populations, which at one stage back in the 80s, for every 100 juveniles going out, for example, 20 would come back. And now the return rate is around 4 or 5. So the threat really is that escape fish that might enter the catchment might interbreed with the native stock and lose some of that ability to be able to adapt into the catchments themselves, and further putting pressure on the populations.
In a statement from the Department of Agriculture, they say that they're aware of the escape from one cage in Galway on August the 12th, that marine engineers carried out an inspection of the site on the 15th of August. The operator had indicated that approximately 7,000 to 8,000 fish escaped through a tear in the net, which was damaged by a boat working at the pen during inclement weather. The net was subsequently repaired. A final figure of escaped fish will be available at the next grading of fish on the site. How would you know the difference between the two if you were fishing?
It can be very difficult. I mean, the farm fish, they're Atlantic salmon. Usually the farm fish are of Norwegian origin, but they look the same. So when they come into the rivers, what you'll see in these ones is that they're very bright, which is normally fresh-run fish, and they're probably brighter than fish you would expect at this time of year, so the silver colour. But also, probably fins would be damaged or not as well-developed as wild fish. But experienced anglers would probably have an understanding of the difference between the two and be able to identify them. And that's how we have been getting some samples back. And at the moment, we've had reports from 7 rivers, as you've mentioned, right the way from Northwest Mayo, right the way around through Galway.
Yeah, which is a long way away, Cathal. 75 kilometres from Galway City to Killary Harbour. What can be done to minimise the impact?
Well, we've made some efforts. So, for example, we have our National Salmonid Index catchment, the River Erif, in Lennan on the mouth of Killary, and we have taken fish there because we have a full trap. So, for example, we've had 32 fish there. We've also asked anglers when they come across fish to capture them. Efforts were made to try and draft net some of the fish. Not very successful in the harbour itself. So it's very difficult once they escape to try and manage the situation. But I guess one of the longer term things we have been doing is looking at the genetic material. So we have sampled all of the salmon rivers in the last couple of years, and we'll continue to do it to look for this pattern if there's an escape and to look for that introgression. But what we can do is that if people come across them, we do have a 24-hour hotline, which I can give you the number, which where people can report, and particularly anglers, if they come across it, we'd encourage them to take the fish if it's allowed taking the catchment, and to tag it and to report it to us.
Yeah, if you want to give us that number there before we let you go.
Yeah, it's 0818 347424, and that's a 7-day-a-week number. So if you call that, we should be able to respond.
Dr. Cathal Gallagher, head of research and development at Inland Fisheries Ireland. Thank you for speaking with.